This next poem is a poem that I gave to Gordon Halliday and his wife. I stopped by at the pizza parlor to pick up some pizza, and who should be there sitting at a table? At Pulcinella's Pizza, at a table by the wall, waiting for a pallid pepperoni to rise up in proud perfection on its pallet in the oven, a poet and his spouse peruse a crossword puzzle. They gaze at all the corners, numbered up and down and sideways, at those empty little squares, hungry, cross and rumbly, each one waiting for a single serving of the alphabet, from a hovering pencil point, dreading the eraser. Finally, in a pungent steam of garlic and tomato, the pizza lands in simple brown perfection, restores their brains from crossword strain, and sets their toothy juices flowing. The puzzle quite forgot by the poet and his spouse, their immersion in the joy of food, a cruel mock to puzzles everywhere. Dependent as they are on wordsmiths of all ilk to find homes in black-lined boxes for all the smudgy prisoners lying close or crosswise over the necks and tails of strangers. Helpless to protest, even when, in sniffs of horrid premonition, they not only find themselves thrown away unfinished, but summarily recycled, the very top page of old news on the bottom of the talking parrot's cage. Moral: putting letters in squares is not good for poets. They should stick to what they do best. Let language flee, to be or not, down 1,000 paths to bartery.